my God, I am so tired.
Probably because you aren't getting any sleep.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, maybe if you spent less time singing opera music and more time sleeping, you wouldn't be so tired.
What?
What?
What do you think I'm doing in my room?
I don't know. Queen of the Night from the Magic Flute?
Queen of the Night? What are you even talking about?
Oh, please, don't act like you don't know. You start singing in your room, and then I harmonize from my room, and we come out into the living room together and share a magical moment of music, and then a rainbow appears over the futon. It happens like every night.
You never once thought that maybe you were having a dream?
I mean, I guess that makes sense, I guess. After the rainbow appears, you hit a high note and shatter all the glassware in our apartment, so we start floating into the air to prevent stepping on the glass. So.
Okay, let me get this straight. You thought that every night the two of us were singing opera songs together in the living room, causing all of the glass to shatter, and then I, what, spent all night replacing it, and we just both agreed to not talk about it when we woke up the next morning?
Well, that would explain why you're so tired.
I'm not sleeping because I'm afraid Jenna Ortega is going to break into our apartment and kill us in our sleep.
Okay, jeez. Someone gets cranky when they're tired.
How are you not worried that that's going to happen?
Have you seen the neighborhood we live in? If someone breaks into our apartment and kills us, the only surprising thing would be that it was Jenna Ortega and not one of those people who sit outside our building and tell me my teeth would look great on a toe ring every morning.
God, we really need to move.
Oh, we should ask Barbara to help us find a new place.
We can't. She went into hiding from Jenna.
Smart move, honestly.
I still can't believe you thought we were harmonizing every night in the living room.
It was a very realistic dream, okay? I have a very vivid imagination.
No, what you have is a weird nighttime routine that gives you crazy dreams.
Okay, so now drinking a warm glass of milk before bed is weird? All right.
It is when it's cow's milk. And when you have to stir it with a wooden spoon 126 times and heat it up for exactly 39 seconds, that's weird.
Well, we all have our quirks, so.
Whatever. Squaglotch isn't here right now, so if you don't mind, I'm gonna take a little nap at my desk. Just gonna lie down and close my. Everybody look alive! There's been a murder! Ah! Jenna Ortega! What? No! She has yet to resurface, but if you two find another dead cat nailed to your front door, contact the authorities immediately.
Oh, no. That was the landlord. We were behind on rent.
So you two aren't about to be brutally murdered in a ritualistic sacrifice by a Netflix star?
Well, I didn't say that.
Regardless, I'll take the ad down looking for your replacements. You mentioned someone was dead? Yes, someone is dead. Not just any someone, the richest man in the world.
Simon Cowell?
What? No. Andrew Lloyd Webber? Seriously? No.
Tony Stark?
Jabba the Hutt?
Scrooge McDuck?
Do you two really not know that Jeff Bezos is the richest man in the world?
Oh, the Amazon guy? He's rich? How? Everything on Amazon is free. The items have prices listed next to them, but they never charge your card. Just last week, we got a new knife set that was supposed to be $250, but the money never left my account.
That's because you never disconnected my credit card from your Amazon account. I get charged for every idiotic purchase you two make. I'm taking those knives back, by the way.
No, we need them to defend ourselves from Jenna Ortega. And they cut through a filet like butter.
And they have mother of pearl inlay. Whatever, you keep them. We don't have time to argue. You two need to get to space.
What do you mean exactly when you say space?
You know, like the final frontier.
Alaska?
No, Alaska is the last frontier.
Actually, I think it's the coldest frontier.
No, that's Antarctica. Or maybe the Arctic.
Which one has polar bears?
Why does that matter?
So we know which one is the polar frontier?
Which one gives us Wi-Fi?
Oh, that's Frontier Communications. Which one is the lead singer of a band?
No, that's a front man. I thought we were talking about the stuff that's on top of a cupcake.
No, that's frosting. We're talking about raising a child that's not related to you by blood.
Peyton, don't be silly. That's fostering. I think Squag is talking about the process in which a dead animal is preserved in stone.
That's fossilization, you moron. You must mean the winner of the best picture at the 67th Annual Academy Awards.
That's Forrest Gump. Are you two done?
Oh, jeez. Someone isn't a fan of wordplay.
Just hurry up and get to space. Those billionaires on the SpaceX station do not like to be kept waiting.
Fine. Let me just grab my bag and we'll. Wait. Did you say SpaceX station?
Yes.
And billionaires?
Oh boy, we're doing Elon this episode, aren't we? You sure are. And remember, all scenarios depicted in this podcast are entirely fictional. The use of all celebrity likenesses are purely for comedic use. No celebrities were harmed in the making of this podcast.
There is an upper atmosphere bound X local train approaching the station. Please stand clear of the platform edge.
New York City public transit has been killing it lately with these new subway lines.
This is why I never jump the turnstile. Who knows where these trains could go if everyone paid the fare?
We're already going to space. I think some people can hop the turnstile.
How long do you think the ride is?
This stop is stratosphere, next stop is mesosphere.
It seems like it's going to hit all the levels of the atmosphere, so we have a little time.
Great. That gives us lots of time to go over the case file.
But I wanted to look out the window.
Maybe later. Apparently, everyone we would expect to be there is there. They're all suspects. Mark Zuckerberg, Kylie Jenner, and Elon Musk.
Ugh.
Then there's a random woman involved. Her name is, Tracy Chapman Russell?
How'd she make her fortune?
She's a door-to-door sales lady for Avon and Mary Kay. Apparently she holds the world record for most doors knocked on with the same fist.
Aw, good for her. I hope she isn't the killer.
Attention ladies and gentlemen, due to track maintenance, this train will be running express to the exosphere for a connection to the thermosphere. Please transfer to a lower atmosphere bound X train at the next available station.
What do we know about Jeff Bezos?
Says here he was ejected from the airlock.
Great. So no body? What about cameras?
Oh, the place is crawling with cameras. Practically every square inch of the station is being recorded. However, all of the billionaires carry personalized VPNs with them to prevent hacking, so all of them appear as indistinguishable gray blobs in the video feed.
Lucky us.
There are some other clues, though. Jeff was apparently tricked into walking towards the airlock with a trail of his favorite candy. He then walked into the airlock because he saw a fake prenup with a forgery of his current girlfriend's signature on it. The fake prenup survived the airlock and is being used as evidence.
What's his favorite candy?
This stop is exosphere, next stop is space.
Adrenochrome?
God, how the hell are we going to figure out which one of these people is a killer? They're all sociopathic expert liars who probably already have a ton of blood on their hands.
Because we have one thing they don't have.
Crippling student loans?
Social skills.
This stop is space. The next stop is space.
Oh, we're the next stop.
Can you believe we get to live in the era of space colonization?
I wouldn't quite say colonization. It's just a couple space stations and a train. Oh, never mind. We just passed a Starbucks.
Jeez, that's one hell of a commute.
Wow, we're actually in space.
I hope there aren't any aliens.
Don't be ridiculous, Rye. There aren't any aliens.
How can you be so sure?
I just am, okay? There's no reason to be afraid.
Hello, detectives. Ah, alien! Don't be silly, Detective Rye from Spitz. I am no alien. It's me, Mark Zuckerberg, creator of Facebook. And I am 100% completely human in every way. I love talking and standing and breathing air and all the other human things.
Okay. That's convincing.
Thank you, Detective Peyton from Spitz.
How do you know our names?
We know everything that happens at all times.
We?
I meant I. Saying we would be silly, as there is only one Mark Zuckerberg in the room with you now.
Yeah, and let's keep it that way. I don't want you or anything that looks like you sneaking up on me from behind.
Of course, Detective Rye from Spitz. Whatever you say. You two must be here to investigate the murder of Jeff Bezos from Amazon. Is this correct?
Yes. We need to talk to the other billionaires. Where are they?
After the discovery that our dear friend Jeff Bezos from Amazon was shot out into the cold recesses of space, I'm devastated, as I'm sure you can tell. Each member of the billionaire space exploration went to different rooms in case the killer decided to kill again.
Why are you out here then?
I smelled you two arriving and decided to be your welcome party because of my warm smile and inviting personality.
You smelled us?
Of course. Detective Peyton from Spitz, you're going to start your period in 13 hours.
Please stop smelling me.
I think the wrong guy got shoved out of the airlock.
I don't think this one would even die if he got launched into space.
Would either of you be interested in meeting the other suspects in this murder?
Can you take us to the airlock first? There's a couple clues in there we need to see.
Of course. Follow us, I mean me, this way. Welcome to the airlock. The clues for the murder of Jeff Bezos from Amazon are right through this door.
Okay, thanks, Mark. You can go now.
I believe I'll stay and watch you two work. I'd love to help in solving the murder of my dear friend. Please let me know how I can be of any assistance.
So you want us to go hang out in the airlock while you stand right outside the room next to the button that opens the door into outer space?
You are correct in your assumption.
Okay, yeah, we're not doing that. Seems like an easy way to get sucked out into the void.
I understand why you would be cautious. If you'll excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom to perform basic human bodily functions. If you hear strangled screams and inhuman noises, please do not be alarmed. Goodbye.
Oh my god.
What?
Nothing, I'm just realizing we're probably going to get our faces eaten off today.
Okay, so after comparing the signature in this fake prenup to the handwriting samples we have of Jeff Bezos' current girlfriend, I can confirm that this is definitely a forgery.
Yeah, we already knew that. Who would sign a prenup with Jeff Bezos? Clearly they're only in it for the money. What else is there to like about him?
Maybe his current girlfriend has a bald head fetish.
Rye, I already told you that nobody has a bald head fetish.
Well, what about that guy I met on Tinder who was always trying to give me haircuts?
Damn, I forgot about him. Okay. One person has a bald head fetish.
Thank you. Anyway, this fake signature isn't even, like, a good forgery. They didn't even try to make it look real. Whoever set up this trap was clearly in a rush.
Knock, knock.
Oh, hey, Kylie Jenner.
You don't seem that surprised to see me.
Well, we knew you were here somewhere, and we've met your sisters already.
Oh, you've met Courtney, Kim, and Candace? How cute. We met Courtney and Kim. Who the hell is Candace? My other sister.
Do you mean Chloe?
Isn't that what I said? What are you doing in the airlock? It has the best view of the stars, so I came here to look at them. Aren't they pretty?
Oh, yeah, I guess they are pretty cool.
Rise and shine.
What was that?
Oh, nothing, just a little song I sing. Do you guys want to go meet everyone else? We're about to go have dinner. Can we ask you a few questions first? Of course, silly.
Why did you agree to come on this trip?
Why wouldn't I come? I have $1 billion.
Yeah, but it just doesn't seem like you're seen.
Oh, yeah? Well, Rihanna was supposed to come too, but she's too pregnant to come to space, so she just ended up zooming in. I don't mind the rest of the people here. They're all super nice to me and Stormy. Stormy is here too? Of course. Me and Stormy go everywhere together. It's a special bond that a mother has with her child.
Don't you have another kid?
Yeah, he's at home with Timothy.
So you're actually friends with these people?
More like business partners. Elon Musk tried to harvest Stormy's adrenochrome, but once I told him that she was off limits because he was a pretty decent guy. He even tried to set up a play date between Stormy and his little algebra equation.
You mentioned adrenochrome. What do you know about it?
I try to stay away from the stuff. I'm watching my figure, but everyone else loves it, especially Jeff.
Great. Can we go meet everyone now?
Absolutely. I need to get Storm some juice anyway. Wait, Kylie. Can we get your autograph?
Peyton. Squaglotch told us we weren't allowed to ask for autographs until the celebrities are proven innocent.
Don't worry, I know what I'm doing. OMG, an autograph, of course. They love signing my name on things. Thank you.
Do you want to tell me why you all of a sudden need to get an autograph from one of our suspects? You've never wanted one before, and you're like a scary big fan of the Beatles.
Lower your voice, I don't want Kylie to hear. I didn't actually want her autograph. I just wanted to compare her handwriting to the handwriting on the fake prenup from the airlock.
Oh my god, wait, that's genius.
Try not to act so shocked.
Well, does the handwriting match?
No. See how Kylie makes the Y in her name look like a heart? It isn't like that on the prenup. And the L and the E are too loopy to match the other signature.
Do you think she could have made her handwriting look different?
Yes, so I can actually hear everything you two are saying because I'm 2 feet in front of you.
Oh. Oops.
I'm a little offended you didn't actually want my autograph, but I will tell you that I did not fake a signature in order to get Jeff Bezos killed.
How can we be sure?
He sells my Kylie lip kits on Amazon. Without him, I can't make as much money, and I love making money. The only thing better than being a billionaire is being a two-billionaire.
I don't know how solid these people's alibis are going to be, Rye. They're just so rich, they don't really need a reason to kill. For all we know, they're just killing whoever's richer than them.
That honestly sounds like a pretty realistic motive.
We'll just have to rely on the clues left behind to find the killer.
Have we tried testing one of the empty adrenochrome vials for fingerprints?
Oh, don't be silly, silly. We all burned our fingerprints off millions of dollars ago. Easy to wipe your hands clean of blood without fingerprints.
Real blood or metaphorical blood?
All kinds of blood. Okay, so fingerprints aren't going to work, but Kylie did mention Elon wanted to harvest Stormy's adrenochrome, so maybe he did and used that to lure Jeff away from the party and toward the airlock. We'll have to try to get him to talk about the adrenochrome when we see him. Hey guys, this is Ryan Payton. They're investigating the murder. Is that cool?
Haha.
Oh, something funny, Mark?
I have already made acquaintance with Detective Payton from Spitz and Detective Rye from Spitz. So for you to introduce them to me, Mark Zuckerberg, again, is quite comical.
Oh, you're right, Mark. That is funny.
Do tell another joke soon, Kylie Jenner from the Kardashian-Jenner dynasty. I'm so enjoy producing laughter with my human body.
Wow, you guys are all so lax about the murder in our investigation. You do know one of you will most likely be in jail by the end of this, right? Oh, don't mind them. They're so comfortable around murder because of how many people die in sweatshops they secretly own. They're too rich to go to jail too, so they have more lawyers than you have teeth.
Hey, you have no clue how many teeth we have in a jar in our apartment.
I'm sure I don't, sweetie. But don't you worry. You'll get used to how billionaires act soon enough. I'm still learning lifestyle myself.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. We're almost billionaires. All we need is $1 billion more.
You must be Tracy Chapman Russell, the door-to-door makeup heiress. Oh, heavens, I'm not an heiress. I'm just a very dedicated saleswoman. I sold so much Mary Kay that they ran out of prizes for me. They kept offering me that pink Cadillac, but I already have 7, so... They even offered to kill the real Mary Kay and let me take over the company, but I said no. The gal has been nothing but kind to little old Tracy, so why would I have her killed? Finally, I woke up one morning to 2 large men standing over me. They threw me the large stack, and the next thing I knew, I was on the spaceship going to this little meeting with Kaylee Jenner.
When did you figure out that this was part of your reward?
Just now, during that last monologue.
Oh, congrats.
If you'll excuse us, Tracy, we have to go discuss something with Elon Musk. Okay, yeah, good luck. Hey, Elon, we have a few questions for you, if that's all right. Elon isn't talking. Why isn't Elon talking? Rye, why isn't Elon talking?
Because I don't want to do the voice.
Rye, we need to talk to him. I promise we can make it quick.
Ugh, fine. Oh, hello, Ryan Payton, was it? I'm very happy to be talking to you. And I mean that.
Great, great. What do you know about the adrenochrome?
Oh, you jump right into the questions, don't you? I have heard of adrenochrome, but I never have actually used it myself.
Kylie said you wanted to steal her daughter and harvest her adrenochrome.
Guys, OMG, don't put me on blast like that.
Sorry, it's for the investigation.
I literally can't believe Ryan Payton would just tell Elon what I just said about him. This is a total betrayal of my trust and absolutely will not be tolerated. I am just so heartbroken over this. It feels like the end of a budding friendship.
Who are you talking to?
I'm doing a confessional.
Why?
It's for my new show, Kylie and Stormy, Mothering the Storm.
Perhaps you need a shoulder to cry on. I have 8, so you may choose one of those if it pleases you, Kylie Jenner from the Kardashian-Jenner dynasty.
8?
That's one of Mark's classic jokes. I also make a lot of jokes. I don't know if you're familiar with my Twitter, but I am a bit of a dank meme lord.
We're not.
Don't say that again.
Harvesting Stormy Webster's adrenochrome was one of my jokes. I would never do anything to harm a child. As my good friend, Jeffrey Epstein, said before his untimely passing, the children are our future.
Right. I'm sure Jeffrey Epstein was the first person to say that.
Literally, why would you bring up Jeffrey Epstein into this conversation?
That was another one of my jokes. You see, my comedy doesn't tiptoe around the SJW's wokeness propaganda. I make jokes that are real, not politically correct.
Can you make jokes that are, like, funny?
Of course. What's the difference between a blue-haired liberal girl and a woman on the cover of Playboy?
No one say anything.
What's the difference, Elon Musk from Tesla? Their pronouns. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha.
Okay, how awful could Jeff Bezos have been if he was the one sucked out of the airlock instead of one of you people?
Don't talk bad about my friend Jeff. He was a good person and a brilliant businessman. Just before he died, we signed a deal to make all Amazon delivery trucks Teslas. That kind of deal was going to make me the richest man on Earth.
Wait, it was? Jeff was okay with you taking his title?
Of course he was. He was tired of being the richest man alive. All he really wanted was to be in love.
Aw, that's actually kind of sweet.
And to perfect the Amazon Alexa butt plug.
Never mind.
Elon, do you happen to have a copy of the deal you signed with Jeff so we can verify what you said?
Sure. Here's the document we both signed.
Elon, you printed your name on a business deal? You don't have a signature?
That is my signature. I never learned how to write in cursive.
Okay, I guess that rules him out.
And the Z in Jeff's signature has a dumb line through the middle of it, and the Z in his girlfriend's name doesn't, so I guess we can rule out suicide.
Wait, you think putting that little line in the middle of a Z is stupid? I do that.
Well, you had to find out one way or another.
Excuse me? Detective Rye from Spitz and Detective Peyton from Spitz? I notice you are secretly analyzing all of our handwriting to compare it to the forged prenup used to lure Jeff Bezos from Amazon to his death. So I brought you an example of my handwriting.
Oh, thanks.
We should really be doing this in a more private place.
I mean, the cat's already out of the bag. And look, he spelled out his girlfriend's full name, and the signature doesn't even look remotely similar.
So then I guess Tracy Chapman Russell is our killer. Such a shame. I really liked her.
Where did she go?
Tracy Chapman Russell, from the Guinness Book of World Records, is in the bathroom. Something that I, a human, do frequently as well.
Come on, let's go ambush her.
In the bathroom? That's low.
I'll just wait outside until she's done. God, what is taking so long?
Hey, don't rush her. Let her do her thing.
Oh, shh. Here she comes.
Tracy Chapman Russell.
Oh, heavens to Betsy. You two scared me halfway to Tuesday. We need to ask you a few questions regarding the murder of Jeff Bezos. Is that okay with you? Well, yes, I've been expecting it. But if we can go ahead and move this investigation along, I think I might have some information for you two you might have missed. I have a hot date with a space hot tub.
What? How do you have information that we don't have?
I'm a big fan of Agatha Christie. I've seen Murder on the Orient Express over 700 times. Oh, I just love that Lauren Bacall.
Who?
What information do you have? Well, are you two aware that Mark Zuckerberg is actually just four small aliens operating a skin suit?
I had my suspicions.
But he told us he wasn't an alien. People laugh, Detective Peyton. Mm-hmm.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, I happen to know that the alien operating his right hand currently is different than the alien who's operating his right hand when Jeff was killed.
How do you know that?
I heard them talking earlier when you two were searching for clues in the airlock. Apparently, Mark Zuckerberg is a final project for these four aliens are doing for their human nature and social science class. They were trying to prove that humans can succeed, even if they look like an eraser with googly eyes glued to it. One of the aliens in the legs was worried about how he was participating, so he asked the alien the handwriting hand to switch with him. What does this have to do with the murder? It means that Mark's handwriting didn't match the forged prenup, because it was the wrong Mark who wrote it.
All the aliens are named Mark?
Yeah. They changed their names for the project. They're method actors or something. Good to know method acting exists beyond Earth.
Okay, but I don't know if Mark being controlled by little aliens and changing his handwriting is enough to know that he's guilty. Besides, you could be lying. You could be the one who has four little aliens piloting a skin suit.
Oh, you still don't believe me? What did Mark write down on his handwriting example to compare the fake prenup?
Jeff Bezos' girlfriend's name?
Her full name?
Yeah.
Well, then he's guilty. How? Peyton, what is Jeff Bezos' girlfriend's full name? I don't know. Can you at least tell me her first name? It's on the tip of my tongue. What is the first letter of her first name?
F?
Did you finally get it? You two have been staring at her name all day and you can't even remember it. So how in the hell did Mark Zuckerberg know it?
He must have memorized her name so he could forge the prenup, and then he remembered it when he wrote it out again for us.
Exactly. She does kind of make a good point.
Fuck! First contact with extraterrestrials and we need to arrest it for killing the CEO of Amazon?
That was the most American sentence I have ever heard. Mark Zuckerberg, don't move.
Aliens piloting Mark Zuckerberg, don't move either.
Darn. It seems you two have found out my little secret.
You're going to jail for a long time, alien scum.
Getting a little bold there, Peyton.
Sorry, just living out my sci-fi action thriller dreams. We're like the Men in Black, but the fourth one when they let a woman be in the franchise.
Oh. Do you want to confess your crimes, Mark?
If you would like me to.
We would.
I lured Jeff Bezos from Amazon into the airlock of this space station using adrenochrome and a forged prenup with a fake signature from his girlfriend, and then blasted him out into the endless void of space.
Yeah, you did.
I don't understand why, though. Do you four little aliens care that much about money?
No, of course not. We blasted him into space so we could later find his frozen body and feast on his brains. They're only good after they've been seasoned by space for a few hours.
Why him, though? You could have blasted anyone out there.
We were attracted to his bald head. Our species has trouble seeing human hair, and so sometimes the brain is obscured by individuals with longer hair, such as Kylie Jenner from the Kardashian-Jenner dynasty, or Detective Peyton from Spitz.
So you're telling us you liked Jeff Bezos' bald head?
Precisely.
Hmm. Interesting.
Okay. Okay, so we know one person and four aliens with bald head fetishes. Will you please just arrest him?
Arrest him? We can't. We aren't cops.
That's on Earth. There's no jurisdiction in space.
Really? Do you mean it?
Hell yeah. Even in space, messing with Spitz is a planet-sized mistake.
Oh, nice end cap line.
Rye, you ruined it by saying something after it.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Celebrity Whodunit. Be sure to follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Celebrity Whodunit Pod.
You've met Courtney, Kim, and Ken. Oh, God. Okay.